I get the customer's permission when I was doing them. I tell them, you know, you don't need this in here, you know, unless you're out there weed whacking in super dry grass. And I still don't know how the hell, even without the spark arrestor, I don't see how we could set the grass on fire unless you're over oiled or something and it's throwing carbon chunks out. You know, and I tell them, I say, you know, it's just going to clog up again on you. You know, I don't know why they stick some things in there, or at least put a little bit bigger holes in it or something. I don't know. It's just a lot of the two-stroke stuff that come through, that used to come through, quite a few of them was spark arrestor, clogged spark. I mean, I've had clogged exhaust ports, and I once had a home light chainsaw come in that the muffler was so damn clogged on the inside you couldn't even blow through it or anything, and I had to set fire to that thing, get it out. But that was like once in a lifetime thing. The spark arrestor screens is what the problem. There's actually YouTube videos now I found where people are complaining about the spark arrestor screens on still models and Husqvarnas. You know, I only used this thing on one tree and then it quit working. It wouldn't rev up, and you know, I mixed the oil right. I guess. You got to have the spark arrestor, but if the customer said okay, I eliminated it.
Tell all my customers I'm eliminating, I show them that it's clogged up and it's going to clog up again, and they say, thanks for eliminating my problem.